You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time right now for a trending report. Hey, the Avalanche crushed the Minnesota Wild last night. And those two teams will go at it again tomorrow. It's an early afternoon game tomorrow. Where, Jeremy?
Ball Arena. Blah.
Nuggets are home tonight, though. They'll be taking on the Chicago Bulls. They're in one of those stretches where that crew changes every night from ice to hardwoods to ice to hardwoods to ice to hardwoods. It's like days and days in a row going back and forth. They either love that or they get sick of it. I wonder which
they
it
could
is.
Probably do it with their eyes closed now, honestly.
The NFL just about doubled the money that it will make from the television networks. After signing a new broadcast deal, they're going to rake in about $10 billion per season.
Good for them.
Here's the interesting thing. The new arrangement. Well, they have to because the salaries for the players are stratospheric now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mind-boggling.
It's ridiculous.
The new arrangement also means that Amazon Prime will have the rights to stream the Thursday night games.
Oh.
Starting in next season, 2022. So not this
that's
coming season.
That's kind of cool. That's a good bump for Amazon.
Yeah, they've already been doing that with some select games. Like they did some Saturday games and stuff. And they found that, I don't know, something like 11 million people tuned in to watch it. And they just shrugged and said, A, this is how people watch things these days. And B, it's even more money.
And Amazon's like, psh, whatever, we'll write the check. No big deal.
Yeah, for, you know,
for them.
Right. For Jeff Bezos, he could, like, pull his wallet out.
He could buy the NFL.
He could buy the NFL.
He could.
Exactly right. What else is true? I got some news for nerd stuff that I like. There's been talk for 50 years about trying to move people to live on the moon. Now, it actually is getting a little bit closer. You know, by 2024, which is not that far away, NASA is planning to put a man and a woman on the moon. So we will be returning 50 years later with a man and a woman flying up there. But somebody said, well, what if you tried to live there? What would your living expenses be for your lunar home? And so the study is out. It's kind of funny. Your home with all of its heating and cooling and meteor-proof windows.
A must.
Would run you about $325,000 per month.
That's your mortgage.
For 1 month. And then they looked into all the other things that went along with it. Like, would you need a nuclear reactor? If that, you know, that would be $1 billion right there.
Top of the line.
They said, no, instead of that, you could just get by with solar panels.
Sure you could. I posted this on our Facebook this morning talking about how the mortgage would be $325,000, and Billy came in hot with a zinger that said,
yes.
So real estate pricing is just like living here in Denver.
Correct.
Pa, 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 pa. Coming in hot, Billy.
Way to go, Billy.
Good job, buddy.
They actually, you know, and the funny thing, I know Billy's being funny, but they actually did factor that in.
Yeah?
You read the story? They factored in, real estate prices expanding. So
sure. Hey, goofy. Quick question. You know, like if you're born in America, you're a United States citizen.
Mm-hmm.
What if the man and woman up there have a little moon baby?
Mm-hmm. Lunar child?
What's your origin? What's your nationality?
I think that would make
you'd be
you
a moon baby.
You'd be a citizen of the world.
Citizen of the moon.
I think since no one country has territory staked out up there, you would have to become a global citizen.
A global baby. Or is that little flag still standing up there? Like if you give birth by the American flag?
The first one is not, but they think some of the others are.
Okay. Quick, go over by the flag and give birth.
Hurry. In animal news, engineers at Stanford wanted to know, why do hummingbirds hum? And of course, there's the old joke. You know the answer to the old joke, right?
Mm-mm.
Why do hummingbirds hum?
Why?
Because they don't know the words.
Oh. You and Billy on Facebook need to get together.
So So these scientists used 3D sound mapping that employed 2,000 microphones and some high-speed cameras. And basically what they came up with is that hummingbirds hum because of aerodynamic forces and changes in air pressure.
I thought so.
I thought you did. Anyway, I'm putting some of this into the Mindbender Club mailer today with links to these stories. So anyway, what else is trending?
Biggest celebrity trending news of the morning is Billie Eilish. Why? Because of her hair color. I guess on Wednesday, Billie changed her hair color from green and black to straight up blonde. She looks pretty good. I like it. She posted a picture of her new look on the Instagram, and now it has become one of the 10 most liked posts in Instagram history. 19 million likes. Puts it at number 5 on the list for most liked posts. This is Billie. Blonde hair. People like it. Isn't it goofy? Top spot still belongs to some brown egg that went viral back in 2019. It's got just shy of 55 million likes, but for some reason, Billie's hair is popping this morning.
That's all we have to care about.
That's
anymore.
All we care about.
Celebrity's hair.
Is her hair. So I don't know. Maybe I'll get on later and like that. We'll see. A Kanye correction has been issued. Alert, alert. Several media outlets yesterday, including right here on the D&J show, reported that Kanye West is worth around $6.6 billion. Well, he's not. Forbes was saying that that number is based on possible future earnings. So we were way off. Right now, he's only worth a measly $1.8 billion.
Oh, he'll scratch by somehow.
He will scrape by. We were talking about Kim yesterday, wondering how much she's worth. $750 million. So she's pushing a billion. Kylie is still number one at $900 million. And then way down at the bottom of the list for that Kardashian crew.
Is it Rob?
Rob. Rob's sitting there. $10 million. He's still got a lot of money for really
he's
not doing anything.
$10 million.
I think he has a sock company or something.
A sock company.
Yeah, he sells socks or something. You think each of the girls could toss him a little bit so he has a little bit more money, but he's still in there. $10 million. Good for him. What else is going on? Oh, big news day for Colorado today in regards to the vaccine. 2.5 million more people are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine today. It's phase 1B.4, don't you know, Don?
Aha. Uh-huh.
You know, they're not making it confusing or anything. It's people 50 and older today. Higher education staff and faculty, frontline essential workers, faith leaders, the whole list is online for everybody that's eligible today, including frontline essential journalists. Let me ask you, Dom, can I get in line today?
No.
Why?
You're not a frontline journalist.
Says who?
Me.
We're essential journalists. We've been in here every day at the butt crack of dawn. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
I think we can get it. Who's eligible?
I think it's
like Kyle Clark?
No, I think it's when I think of frontline, I think of the ones who are out on the streets shoving microphones into people's faces. You and I are cloistered in our little ivory towers. You know, we're not out there.
Well, I got to walk from my vehicle into the station. I'm out on the street.
Actually, you should be considered frontline, and I'll tell you why. It's because you hang out with those sports goobers next door all the time.
I know.
And they're out, you know, like at arenas and stuff like that. So,
see? I could be exposed.
So by extension, you could be exposed because they're foul anyway.
I might have to dig a little deeper on this essential journalist scenario.
Good luck.
Going back to Instagram, Facebook is working on building a version of IG for kids under 13.
Oh, how could this have a problem, right?
How could this go wrong? They're not saying when it will come out. Right now, they're focusing on privacy and safety for the app. It'll be available for kids 6 to 12?
They're talking
about the Facebook Messenger app already. Reed actually uses that, the Messenger app. For kids ages 6 to 12. That one's pretty legit because everything that comes through actually gets pinged on Nicole's phone. So she sees everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. So that one's pretty good. So it might
work. But how much trust has Facebook built up over privacy?
Right. one final thing. Here's your Fat America. Pepsi just announced they're going to be releasing a new flavor, and it's permanent, apparently. It's Pepsi Mango. They're going all in on Pepsi Mango.
Was there a big cry across the nation?
I don't know. Might be a good mixed drink somehow. Add something to it. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find it. Search Dom and Jeremy. I posted a video of a comedian named Mary Kelly. She does a great impression of Drew Barrymore being overly humble while telling a barista that her coffee order is wrong. And this impression is spot on. She is so Drew Barrymore. It's quite funny. It's on our Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.